Nishleich Haftet, we're up to the 29th chapter. Ish tochachot makshe ohorif petayishavir ve'ein marpei. A person who refuses to accept anyone else's rebuke, he's got a stiff neck, he'll fall suddenly, and there won't be any way to help him out. Ve'ein marpei. Because he had no one to talk to all along, so that's what led to his downfall. That's one understanding here. Another understanding is, ish tochachot is a person that needs rebuke, and he's stiff-necked, he's not willing to listen. So then when he breaks, there'll be no one around to help him out. Yuvot tzadikim yismach ha'am, uvim shol rasha yeyanach am. Yuvot tzadikim, when there are many tzadikim around, when the tzadikim either are plenty, or revot over here could mean revava, when they're given greatness. Yismach am, so the nation is happy. Uvimshol rasha, but when a rasha, when a wicked person takes the throne, when he's in charge, yanacham, then the nation sighs. It's everyone suffers. Ish ohev chokma yisamach aviv v'roei zonot yabedhon. A person who likes wisdom, that's a good start. Ohev chokma. A person isn't necessarily smart yet, but when his father sees that that's what he likes, that's the direction he's headed, so his father's happy. And obviously this could be a reference to our Father in Heaven. V'ro'eh zonot, and the person who befriends, he connects with the zonot, with the prostitutes, yabed hon, he's going to lose his fortune. So Chazal say, the simple understanding is clear enough, that a person is always looking for promiscuity, so he's going to lose all his money. And Chazal said that there's a deeper understanding here, that if someone learns Torah and he says, this is nice, this is a nice piece of Torah, let me remember this by heart, this Mishnah, lo mitchaber leze, that Mishnah doesn't seem right to me, I don't need to remember this one. So, Chazal say that's what this pasuk is referring to. Zo not is zo na'a. Zo not is always spelled missing a vav. This is the only time in the whole Tanakh that zo not is written zayin vav nun vav tav. So Chazal said this is a reference to this concept. Zo not is zo na'a. He says this is nice. This piece of learning I like. This parsha I'll learn. This parsha is not so interesting, it's not for me. Chazal said, he loses the wealth, he loses the wealth of Torah. Person can't learn Torah that way. Torah is a complete thing. You like it better, you like it worse, you learn it. Obviously, when you choose what to learn, you try to choose the things that will be more palatable to you. Chazal said, "En adam lomed elam kom sheribo chafetz." But once you're learning a masechta and you say, oh, this Mishnah, I do like this Mishnah, I don't like this, I won't bother learning, that's not a way to learn. You want to succeed in learning, you got to learn straight through. And it's tough. Right? Obviously, there are things that are more palatable and less, but a person has to recognize that he's responsible to learn it all. Melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz ve'ish terumot yersena. The king, he establishes the earth, he establishes the population by maintaining justice. And the ish terumot, and the person who's always taking from other people, terumot over here means to take. So he could destroy it. That's one understanding. Another understanding is Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. From here Chazal derived that the judge is called the Melech. That the pasuk says, he who does justice, he's king. So if a person is a just king, he's establishing humanity. People could live together. He's establishing civilization. V'ish terumot, and the person who's proud, terumot, the person who raises himself, meromim, he raises himself, he's not... He doesn't take the time to go in depth. He thinks he could call the shots off the bat, so he destroys the earth. Chazal say, if the judge is like a person who doesn't need anyone, he's like a king. So if he's a melech, when he enters justice, he's not interested in what each side has to offer him, then b'mishpat yamid aretz, his justice will establish the ground. But if the judge is ish trumot, he's like a kohen, that he's reliant on other people's donations, then yelsena, he's going to ruin the justice system. That's what Chazal said. That's an alternate understanding in the pasuk. Gever machalik al reyehu reshit pores al pehamav. If a person is machalik, from the word machloket, he divides, he's divisive with his friends. Reshet pores al pehamav. He's really spreading the trap over his footsteps. Pehamav is a person's footsteps. When a person fights with his own friends, so he's setting the trap for himself. Who's going to stand by him? A person is so quarrelsome that he can't even maintain the peace with his own friends, so he's really setting the trap for himself. Now, this could also be understood about a person who's quarrelsome in a more negative way, that he thinks he could trick his friends. There were once two guys who were studying together. So there was a book they needed from the school library in order to pass the next test. So one of the guys told his friends, you know, when we get to school tomorrow, we should get that book because we need it to study for the test in a week or two. And when he came to school the next day, he discovered that his friend had shown up an hour earlier to make sure he got the book first so that he would always have to study alone. Now, this friend would have never known about the book had he not told him about it. And nonetheless, he went and stabbed him in the back. Well, needless to say that the guy, he thought he won. But when he did it at the expense of his friend, so he lost. He not only lost his friend, but he ended up entrapping himself in many future things. So this was a clear example to me of this pasuk. A person who's machlik al reyehu, he doesn't care that it's his friend. He'll fight him because, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. So ultimately he's the dog that gets eaten. Reshet pores al pehamav, he's spreading the trap for his own footsteps. Pasuk vav. Befesha ish ra mokesh v'tzadik yarun v'sameach. Shlomo HaMelech says, if a person himself, he's a poshea. He does things that are improper to other people. So Befesha ish ra mokesh, his own evil doings are his own stumbling blocks. The way Rashi and the Targum and all the Mfarshim explain it, you're supposed to read it Befesha ish ra, with pesha, with the bad things that a bad person does. Mokesh is his own stumbling block. But the Tamim, the trap on the pasuk, says you have to pause it differently. Befesha ish Ram Mokesh, that's the way the Tamim are worded. But I don't know of anyone that explains it that way. Vitzadik, but a person who's fair with other people, Yarun Visamech, he can sing, he could be happy, he doesn't have to worry because he's been fair to other people, so he doesn't have to worry that who knows who's waiting around the corner for him. Yodea Tzadik, Din Dalim, Rasha, Lo Yavin Da'at. Yodea tzadik din dalim. The tzadik, he knows the justice for the poor. He knows how they're suffering. Din dalim, din doesn't only mean justice. Din, just like we said, the word mishpat has multiple meanings, so too the word din has multiple meanings. So over here, din dalim means the afflictions of the poor. So he knows what they need. A rasha, a wicked person, he doesn't understand anyone but himself. So it's very interesting because you guys know the story of Rabbi Akiva and Rachel, right? Rabbi Akiva went away to learn. When he came back with 24,000 students, Rachel was in tatters. Her clothing were all torn. And she wanted to go greet Rabbi Akiva. Her neighbors told her, how could you go greet your husband who's the chief rabbi in tatters? So she said to them, so here our Gemara says, she said to them, Yodea tzadik nefesh memto. The tzaddik understands his animals. He'll understand me. So that's a very troublesome pasuk. Well, that's what she calls herself, an animal. So they say, no, she meant to say, if a tzaddik even understands his animals, certainly he'll understand me. But there are other versions of the Gemara where it says this pasuk, Yodea tzadik din dalim. The tzaddik knows how the poor suffer. And that pasuk fits very well. That Rachel said, he's a tzaddik, he'll understand my suffering, he'll understand why I'm coming in tatters, and that's really what happened. Pasuk chet. Anshei latzon yafichu kiryah v'chachamim yashivu af. People who are jokers. In our parsha we read about Amalek, right? So Chazal tell us, the Medrash says that the gematria of Litz is 120, right? And the gematria of Amalek is 240. The wickedness of Amalek stems from their letzanut. Pamaim letz, the Medrash says. If you take a letz and double it, then you get Amalek. So anshei latzon, people who are jokers, they're not serious. You know, in joking you could do everything. You could take the most serious thing and the most serious person and put him down. Anshei latzon, people who are focused on joking, yafichu kirya. They could, just like you blow a wind and the wind keeps going and destroying, so too they blow down a city. People who are jokers, so they're like the wind that keeps the fire going. So when there are fights, you just throw a bad word, you could keep the fight going. So with their blowing, with their speech, yafichu here has a double meaning. Yafichu is to blow wind, but yafiach is also used as a derogatory term for speech. Yafiach kezavim, he blows out lies. It's a derogatory term for someone's speech. If someone's a liar, we say he's mefiach, he blows out hot air from his mouth, meaning we're stressing the air part of his speech, not the content, but like he's blowing air. So anshei latzon, people whose focus is joking, yafichu kirya. They blow down the city, they blow, their speech is really like blowing on the flames. Vachachamim, the wise people, yashivu af. They know how to bring back anger, they know how to calm down a fight. And a person always has to check himself. What kind of person am I? Am I always arousing the fight, keeping the flames of machloket going? Or am I a person who calms down the flames? Yashivu af. Ish chacham nishpat et ish evil v'ragaz v'sachak v'ein nachat. Shlomo HaMelech says a smart person, he's going to argue with an evil person, with the evil. V'ragaz v'sachak v'ein nachat. Shlomo HaMelech says, when an intelligent person comes to take on a wicked person, so it's going to be very hard, because however he's going to try to affect him, sometimes he'll yell at him, he'll try to be angry at him, sometimes he'll try to be happy with him, whatever he does, so he's not going to win him over. So Shlomo HaMelech is warning the smart person, you're going to try to take him on, you're not going to succeed. You'll yell at him, he'll yell back. You'll try to be friendly to him, he'll laugh at you. V'ragaz, v'sachak, whichever approach he tries to take, en nachat. He won't be happy, he won't come to rest, he won't come to even ground, because he's a fool, that's why he chose this way. So a person, again, Shlomo HaMelech keeps warning a person to know not to take on certain situations. There are situations where you're not going to win. There's no way to win over the person. Anshei damim yisne'utam visharim yivakshu nafsho. Shlomo HaMelech says, people who are murderous, they spill blood, they hate people who are whole. It's not that they respect them. They say, oh, he's a fine person. They don't. They hate them. The Sharim, but people who are straight, Yivakshu Nafsho, they're going to seek him out. They're going to seek his friendship. Should we pause here? Yeah, we'll pause here. That's what we usually do.